Hi, my name is Diane Hogan. I am a shaman spirit mentor who supports you in your spiritual awakening and healing process. My website is dianehogan.com. That's DianeHogan.com. And I have a contact page on my website that you can use, or if you wish, you could email me at shamanspiritmentor@gmail.com. That's shaman, shaman, spirit, spirit, mentor, mentor, @gmail.com. Today, I would like to take you on a guided meditation to create a sacred space for yourself. And this is an area that you could return to at any time on your own, and also hoping to meet a spirit guide while you're there. Before we get started, I like to create a sacred circle around you in order to do this healing work, this astral travel healing work that we're doing. So I have created a circle of protective light clearing ritual, and so we're going to start with this. We ask to invoke our beloved I Am Presence, our divine highest self. Please encircle me and all those that are listening in a spiritual spiral protective light. Place this tube of light around each of us and do that for us now. I ask Archangel Michael and your team to surround and protect us through this recording and beyond. Archangel Michael, please use your sword of light to clear us of all low vibrational energies, entities, thought forms, and beings that no longer serve us or our highest good in all space, time, dimension, wherever we are. Archangel Michael, please help us to embrace lessons learned from these lower vibrational energies and entities, these frequencies that no longer serve us, so that we can let them go through love and understanding as we close the door to the past so new doors can open. Archangel Michael, I now ask you and your team to escort these energies and entities up through the tube of light to transform and transmute them into another form of light. Please do that for us now. And when we are fully cleared, please fill us up with the highest frequency of all-encompassing light and love from our Creator that our physical bodies can handle, from the top of our crowns to the tips of our toes. Please do this for us now. Archangel Michael, I now ask you to close our auric field as a protective shield around us. Please allow an opening at our crown for accessing our highest self, our Creator, our spirit guides, ascended master teachers, archangels, the angelic realm, the Christ consciousness. Continue to support and guide us throughout this recording and beyond. Thank you, Archangel Michael, your team, the Hierarchy of Light. We are truly blessed and grateful for your presence. So be it, and so it is done. Amen, amen, amen. Now that we have created a sacred circle, let's go a little deeper as I take you on a short guided meditation. So get comfortable wherever you find yourself. I encourage you not to listen to this as you are driving, as it does require you to be in a focused, concentrated state, and particularly best done with your eyes closed and completely relaxed. I will be guiding you to create a sacred space of your own so you can return there at any time. And so first, let's clear your chakras before we go on a short guided meditation journey. So first, let's envision a beautiful beam of golden white light and rainbow light hovering over your head. Imagine your crown opening up like a lotus flower to let this light in. And let's invite it in through your crown chakra, which is the color of violet. This is your connection to the Creator, your divine I Am presence. See the beam of golden white light and rainbow light spiraling into your crown. Let it clear, cleanse, and purify your mind. Now go a little deeper and see this light swirling around your third eye chakra, which is the color of indigo blue. Ask this healing light to clear your third eye so you can envision clearly in your mind's eye. Breathe in this golden white light and rainbow light as it is spiraling down through your eyes, nose, ears, mouth, into your throat chakra. The throat chakra is the color of turquoise blue. If there is any stuck energy there, ask the healing angels and the angels of light and love to remove this energy safely and take it away as they will handle it as they see fit. Now go a little deeper into your heart chakra, which is the color of emerald green. See this healing light remove any hurts from your past and allow them to float away as the angels help you to heal your heart. Phew. Breathe in the light as you move deeper into your solar plexus area, which is the color of yellow like the sun. It's also an area where we tend to control and store memories. See the sun hovering over you and embrace it into your solar plexus and allow it to fill up your body and every cell. Let the sun energy come out into your auric field around your body and let it heal from the inside out. Then focus back into your body and move this golden white light and rainbow light in a circular motion down into your sacral chakra area, which is about 3 inches or so below your belly button. This is the color of orange. Feel this healing light clear, cleanse, and purify this part of your body. This is where we create, and it is important to clear and balance this energy in this part of your body on occasion. Now let's go a little deeper into your root chakra, which is located at your tailbone and hip area. This is the color of ruby red. Imagine this area being clear, cleansed, and purified, letting go of any dark and negative low frequencies, so that you are free and clear. Then let the light continue down your legs. Let the energy move through your feet and all the way down, deep into Mother Earth, to the crystal core. And feel her connection to you. Sit with this energy for a moment, feeling your connection to your divine self, connected to our Earth Mother, creating a bridge. Now imagine a path out in front of you. It's a beautiful forest with trees, and there's a path that goes right into the forest. And you notice a tree, a very large tree, that's calling to you. It's your tree. And go to that now. And it may be so big that it has an opening for you to step inside. So go ahead and step inside your tree in this hollowed spot, so that you can literally stand inside the tree with your back against the trunk of the tree, looking out through that hollowed area that you stepped into. So feel yourself become part of this tree. This is your tree. And allow your spirit to become one as you stretch up through the trunk, all the way up, up, up towards the sky, through the branches, through the twigs, through the leaves, like you're reaching to touch the sky. Now notice from the ground down through the roots of the tree that you're able to now stretch down through the roots deep into Mother Earth. Now feel yourself stretching both directions all the way down deep into the earth, getting nourished from Mother Earth, and all the way up, getting nourished from the sun, from Father Sky. Now allow yourself to come back into the center of the tree where you started, and imagine as you're standing there looking out through that hollowed area that you had stepped into, that right to the right of that is a panel. And the panel has numbers from 10 to 1. And you want to go all the way down to the bottom floor at the first floor. You're currently at the top at the 10th floor. So go ahead and press the number 1 and imagine that your tree becomes a tree elevator. So go ahead and do that now. And you're completely safe. You're about to meet some guides, but they're already with you in spirit. So I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be down into this deep within the earth lower world, where we're going to create your sacred space and meet an angel or a spirit guide or a loved one. 10, 9, 8, the elevator is moving. You will remember everything. 7, 6, 5, it's moving a little faster, but you feel completely safe and secure. And you're looking forward to seeing what's next. 4, 3, 2, you're almost there. And again, you're going to remember everything. You're completely safe. You're very relaxed. The elevator is now starting to slow down. 1, you're there. And now the elevator opens. And you're now in this lower world, where you can create your sacred space. So go ahead and step out and notice a little path that perhaps goes to a garden or a place where you can settle down for a few moments. And each one is going to look different. Perhaps it may be a mountain scene. Perhaps it's by the ocean or a lake. Or perhaps it's just various colors. Perhaps it's a garden. Perhaps it's very familiar. Or maybe it's brand new. So go ahead and find yourself a spot to sit down and take a look around. You might even find a bench or a chair. Or you may even be just comfortable on the ground. So go ahead and do that now. So now that you're there, again, take a good look around. See the colors. See what's out there. Maybe you have a beautiful vista to look at from afar. You might see clouds. You might even see a southwestern look with buttes. Whichever you're seeing is your sacred space. You may even imagine a circle with a fire in the center. Whatever you see, whatever you're experiencing, is your sacred space. This is where you can return to at any time on your own by this method that we just did. So now, while you're there, let's see if we can invite a spirit guide, a guardian angel, an archangel, an ascended master. Ascended masters are those that have walked the earth before us and are helping us from the other side. Jesus is a good example, Mother Mary, Saint Germain. There are many, many ascended masters. So whoever you feel comfortable with, whoever you feel guided to ask to come and be with you, perhaps it's a deceased loved one, someone that you felt very close to in this lifetime that has passed, that is part of this journey. So let them come forward. Ask them, whoever it is, let go of the outcome. Just let go of whoever shows up and allow them to come forward and be with you at this time. And once they are there, go ahead and communicate with them for a few minutes. I'll give you this time to commune and to enjoy each other's company. Perhaps it's someone new. Perhaps it's a guy that you've never met before. So ask them questions. See what they say. Ask for their name if you're not sure who it is. I always ask to announce themselves. It honors them so that I don't confuse them with perhaps another master teacher or angel or spirit guide, in case I'm not 100% sure of who I'm talking with. And this is communicating in your mind with them telepathically. And just know that they're there supporting you and helping you. So go ahead and do that now. I'll give you a few minutes. So let's take a few moments and thank your spirit guides for coming forward. This was kind of a meet and greet. And perhaps it will be better to have some alone time with them on your own so that you can get to know them better and find out what they know and what they can share. The way that I see it is that the hierarchy of light, the spirit guides, the archangels, those on the other side, they are familiar with what we signed up for in our human journey on this earth. So whatever they can share, whatever they're able to share, is always wise to get a little insight if you're interested. And they can help you. They can guide you. They can help you make good decisions, staying out of your ego and being focused in your heart. So again, thank them for coming forward and let them know that you're looking forward to seeing them again soon. And this recording will allow you to do so. So go ahead and do that now before we start heading back. Perhaps a hug, a kiss, a handshake, whatever is appropriate. See if they have a gift for you to remember this event by. So go ahead and let them give you the gift, and then we'll start making our way back to the tree. Now that you have said your goodbyes and received whatever gift that they are giving you, go ahead and turn around and make your way back to the tree and step inside. Once you're there and feeling comfortable, go ahead and press the number 10, and I'm going to take you back up to the top where you started. 1, 2, 3, the elevator's moving. You're rather excited from what you just learned. 4, 5, 6, you'll remember everything. You may even consider journaling this. 7, 8, 9, you're almost to the top, at the bottom of the trunk. 10, you're there. The elevator tree door opens, and you can go ahead and step outside and start making your way back through the forest, back into your physical body, into the here and now. I thank you for listening to this recording. If you are interested in the work that I do, again, my website is dianehogan.com. And you can reach me at shamanspiritmentor@gmail.com. Have a great day. Namaste.